It's Friday, and this is the Ramsey Call of the Day, part of the Ramsey Network. Joining me today is Ramsey personality Christy Wright. Mike is in Pensacola, Florida, to start off this hour. Hey, Mike, how can we help?
Hey, Dave and Christy, thanks for taking my call. How are y'all doing?
Better than we deserve. What's up?
Well, my wife and I are debt-free minus our house. We have an emergency fund. We're about to start investing in a 401k, and don't worry, we do not own Beanie Babies. So we're good. So I'm calling about our home. We're looking to relocate to a better school district and a safer neighborhood. And you know real estate, of course, and this market's crazy. I know nothing about it. So we're looking to see if we should sell now and buy later, being that we have the available funds for a down payment and we have a place to live in the interim for free, my father-in-law's house. He's being very generous. As far as future predictions, will the market go down later? Should we sell our house, go live with him, and then buy later? What are your thoughts on that?
I do not think this is a bubble.
Okay.
And that would be the only way it would go down. I think the craziness will slow, and the rate of increase in prices will slow, but I don't think this is a false bubble that's going to course correct, and the house prices in Pensacola, Florida are going to go down dramatically anytime in the next decade.
Okay,
what that means is as you step out of the market, every day you wait to get back in, the prices are going up for the rest of your life.
So it's definitely not a good idea to sell now and buy later.
It's a good idea to sell now and buy now.
Sounds like it.
Nothing wrong with that, because it's an even swap. You're going to get the benefit of the heated market on the sale, and you're going to have the problem of the heated market on the buy.
So I'm curious about this, Dave, because we got some calls like this last week, and I was talking to you about this even off air. But are you thinking there's going to be any kind of dip? Because right now, like Nashville specifically, with these cash buyers coming from California, so it's so much, people are paying so much over appraisal and list price. You're not seeing that go down. You're thinking it's just going to level out and then keep going. I mean, I'm curious about this because we hear about this all the time.
The only thing that dropped in 2008 is the first time in my 35 years of having a real estate license that prices across the nation went down. Mm-hmm. It's the only time I've ever seen it was in 2008. Now, I've seen particular markets bubble up and pop, mm-hmm. and those have to do with particular things in those markets. But, you know, Florida does not have any of those issues. I don't, you know, for instance, I'll give you an example. I don't know what's going to happen in California.
Yeah,
because there's a mass exodus.
Yeah,
people are leaving. There's a stream of U-Hauls going down the interstate, leaving the state as fast as they can possibly flee, and so and they're going to Texas, Tennessee, Florida, and buying houses. And so, what's that going to do to that real estate market?
Yeah.
Eventually, if enough of that continues, mathematics tells us that will hurt prices in California.
Yeah,
it hasn't yet. California's white hot. You put a house on the market, it'll sell in 3 days right now in LA. And so it's not like all these people leaving have affected. There's so dadgum many people there that, you know, that you take a while to empty the state, you know. Mm. And so, but they are pouring out of there for sure. And those of us that are in the markets that they are coming to know it.
Yeah.
I mean, we go out here to commercial breaks right here, and, you know, I haven't been out of this room to go out and meet people at a commercial break. I don't think a single time in 5 months that I didn't meet somebody from California that's here looking at houses. Mm-hmm. I mean, every dadgum. And so that's an example of a particular market that has unique problems, in that case created by the governor. Mm-hmm. And because COVID is not worse in California than it is in Tennessee and Texas. And so it's just absolute BS. But the bottom line is, you know, and we've seen this before in other markets where, you know, something unique happens. A manufacturing plant shuts down, and it was that labor base was a big part of that market. Then you can see that market correct. Mm-hmm. But overall, just because it's going up does not mean it's going to come down. Mm. Matter of fact, you have a hard time proving that. You know, I can think back. Again, I got my real estate license in 1978. I have seen very few times that you've seen prices go down from where they were 4 months before and stay down for more than 20 seconds.
Yeah. I mean, I just wasn't sure if it was such a unique situation because of the amount of overpaying.
Yeah,
right.
Well,
now
they're overpaying, but are they? If enough of them are
going to set that new bar.
If enough of them are doing it, that is now the price.
That's the new bar, yeah.
And so the definition, when I went through appraisal class and when I was getting my degree in real estate, the definition of value, of market value, is what a willing buyer is willing to give a willing seller where neither party is in duress. So, in other words, if you're buying a foreclosure, that's someone in duress. You wouldn't count that in an appraisal.
Gotcha.
But if two perfectly healthy situations and they're paying a whole lot, even more than asking price, then, you know, where we're getting multiple offers on a property and that kind of stuff, you know, you put it on the market, you get 30 offers in the weekend, those kinds of stories are happening all over, then that is the new value.
So when people say, I'm not going to overpay for a house, they're not overpaying. That's the new.
Well, I mean, you know, you're overpaying what it would have brought 2 months ago.
Right, right, right.
And you're overpaying what it would have brought Monday.
Yeah.
But by Tuesday?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
because these prices are being driven up by this supply.
Yeah.
Because what has happened is with the lumber shortage, it's driven the price of lumber up. The cost of new housing is going up. New housing is also harder to get out of the ground. And so we have an inventory problem. And so anytime there's a shortage of anything and there's more people chasing that thing than there is thing, that's a supply-demand curve from the seventh grade economics class. It drives price up.
Yeah.
That even works with Beanie Babies.
Yeah.
You know? When too few people, I mean, when a big bunch of dollars are chasing too few things, then those things
demand
go up. Anything that has scarcity, in other words, you'd always see the price go up. Mm-hmm. And so what will happen is this market will calm down as the inventory gets rebuilt. As the lumber factories get to making lumber again at the same pace or an increased pace to offset this, and the prices come back, or the lumber prices will come back down. That I do think, but that's not going to necessarily affect real estate values overall. So anyway, yes, I don't have any problem with you buying right now or selling right now, but I would do both of whatever you're going to do.
Not get out of the market.
Whatever you're going to do. I mean, it's I'm enjoying watching the real estate that I own go way up in value. It's just awesome.
Yeah.
kind of like it. So, you know, and that's the stuff. So, my goodness. But yeah, that's what I would do. I think it's time for you to move, sir. And I would buy when you move. Thanks for tuning in to the Ramsey Call of the Day. To check out all of our podcasts, just search Ramsey Network on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.